This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Mandy Dine-Lee. And I'd now like to welcome Nisanka Wickramarachi. Hello, Nisanka.
Hi, Mandy. Hi.
It's lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And obviously you can tell that I did struggle with your beautiful surname.
Don't worry about it.
I'm practicing.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Hey, Nisanka, I'd like to find out a little bit about your background. Yeah. A little bit about your background and how you started coaching.
Okay.
And why?
So my background is actually in teaching. So I worked as a teacher back in Sri Lanka, working with secondary school students. And then when I moved to UK 12 years ago, I discovered early years. I was just studying for my master's and just happened to walk into a building that was open. And I asked, have we got any part-time work there, you know, while I was studying? And then discovered early years and just worked in early years industry for almost 11 years, you know, just manager, early years teacher, and then trained as an inspector, but didn't really want to go and just do the inspecting. And how I discovered coaching was back in 2017, I was diagnosed with severe depression and anxiety. I would say that was probably one of the best gifts I've ever had in my life. And then I sort of discovered into different types of therapies and things like that. And 2018, I left my work and took a whole year off, whole 2019 year off, just to focus on myself. And, you know, when I researched different things and I came across coaching, and because it's all about future and positive mindset, mm-hmm. and so many tools to really dig into your strengths, I found it really interesting. And I thought, you know, I might as well do the training for myself. And I started for myself. And then as I was going on, I thought, this is amazing. This is a wonderful career to be in. It's very therapeutic. It's so rewarding to be a part of somebody else's success journey. So I started my business in coaching.
Wow.
That's how I got into coaching.
And you said from your experience, and I do think the best coaches out there have had those experiences.
Yeah.
And so you had, you know, as you said, that experience was a gift, which is an amazing way to look at it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think anybody out there who is probably going through a rough time at the moment with depression and anxiety or any other mental health issues or any other past traumatic experiences, anything relating to it, and I'd say that's a gift. And I am actually talking through my own experiences, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying here's my glasses, wear it. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. What I'm saying is when you go through the healing process and when you learn a lot of things about you and when you come out of it and you just discover somebody that is amazingly wonderful, that has a person who has great potential and ability to live a very meaningful, purposeful, mm-hmm. and a fulfilled life, which you probably hadn't discovered before that. And some people are already there without that experience, obviously. You know, what I'm saying is anybody who is going through it, it is a gift. You might not realize it right now, but when you come out of it, you'll realize that is a gift.
I love what you said about the people that don't know, you know, their potential.
You know,
it's quite heartbreaking, isn't it, to think that there are people out there who are just lost in a way. I mean, I've read that you help people thrive after surviving from mental illness, addiction, rape, or domestic abuse.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me about that then, because there must be some trauma that comes
with
it.
Yeah, yeah. So when, you know, there are different layers as to why I do what I do with that area. I think one of my greatest inspirations is my grandma. So when I came out of my depression, 18 years later, my grandma's death, I was able to actually grieve her. And then in that period when I was grieving, I just looked at her life and I realized what a wonderful person she'd been. You know, she's been through quite a lot of trauma in her life, you know, domestic abuse, you know, all of that. And but she never lost the ability to love. She was connected to something greater than her life. And I looked at her and I thought, you know what? People do have that ability within themselves. Mm-hmm. And we might think we don't, But we do. Now, she's done it all without coaching or anything else, you know.
Our grandparents can teach us so much. You spent a lot of time at your grandparents'
house. Oh, yeah, I did spend a lot of time. Now, my childhood was because my mom was a teacher, so she went to work. So I spent my time with my grandma.
Lovely.
Beautiful environment in front of a reservoir. Just beautiful
hairs. Sounds amazing. I would advise everybody to go to your website and read your bio because it was like a story in itself.
It is. My life actually itself is a story.
I wanted to read it all out, but we never have the time.
That's all right.
But what I don't want to do is talk about too much about the background without talking about what you do and where you do
it. Yeah,
because
obviously
our listeners want to find out.
Yeah.
How do you run your workshops? Because you've got some support plans. So your journey. Yes. How do they work and what does it involve for these?
It really does come down to what the clients want really and what they want to get out of it. You know, I've combined my coaching with emotional freedom technique and matrix reimprinting as well, so related to trauma release.
Can you tell us a little bit about the matrix? Just a little bit.
Yeah, so the matrix reimprinting is basically just talking to your subconscious and actually changing some of those beliefs that you've created, your mind created when you were facing that trauma. So you release from that belief, negative belief, self-sabotaging habits and beliefs. That's what matrix is about. I've experienced it myself, and I can say it's just a wonderful thing to be in. And what you come out of, when you've been through that experience, you just come out of it as a different person, a very positive person. So I've combined coaching and all of that into my packages. So it's what you want. Would you like your trauma to be released first and then work on your future, or are you happy with just focusing on your future? And that's why I just offer pre-discovery call, so you can find out, no obligations. And then again, I offer another half an hour as something called intake sessions. So you get a very opportunity to make a really good informed decision of whether I'm the person for you, and then whether coaching, this my package or my approach is the one works for you. And then just make a decision. So there are several packages, 3 months, 6 months and 9 months. And those are all rough programs, because it's very difficult to write an individual program on a website.
You can write a
bespoke. Oh, absolutely. It's completely tailor-made to your
and
needs.
And are they in person or online or both?
In person as well, mainly online, over the phone. Most of my clients have chosen to work on over the phone because it's very comfortable. They can find their own comfortable space, and then they don't even have to see, and we don't need to see each other. There is something about working over the phone that the clients have found so far comforting. And I, as a coach as well, I just allow that.
Yeah.
So, online, phone.
I think it works really well. Lots of courses are online, aren't they?
Yeah,
and I love them. In fact, yes, that's brilliant. Actually, talking about your programs, I was looking at some of your testimonials. With our previous guest, I would go and look at the website and have a look at the testimonials. They are fantastic. You've got some amazing testimonials there from schools. So you work with schools as well?
I'd love to work with the teachers and the students. I've actually got another workshop on the 14th with another school in a local area.
Oh, fantastic. What do they focus on then?
So this is for the students. And I've actually written this program just to turn your stress into energy and results. I don't believe in managing things. That's my experience, and that's the coaching knowledge is telling me something about managing things. I don't think we need to live our life managing everything. I think we can turn that into something positive. So my workshop is actually about turning your stress into energy and results. So that's what I do. Aimed at students who are facing their GCSEs.
Yeah, that's a very difficult I want to put my arms around. Even the difficult children.
Yeah.
Difficult, and they seem to come across as being mean or whatever they are, or just difficult. Mm. You want to put your arms around them all. I just feel so sorry for them. They're under so much stress.
Yeah.
I wish, they should have something like that in every school. to take that stress away.
Oh, I think so. I think so.
and to help them believe in themselves, because obviously there's a lot of children who are taking their exams who don't have the self-belief. They might be in a lower, you know, class set, whatever.
Yeah.
So they think, but I always say, you know, if one of my children has been in the lower class set, I always say, look, if you're in the lower class set, it doesn't mean you're the lowest in the world. Mm. It just means you, that group of children, you're in just in the low group. If you were to base it on the rest of the people out there.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. You're only, children are marked on, I don't know.
I do have an explanation to that. And I think coming from an educational background and, you know, having studied it and then having lived it and worked in it. And I do think, you know, we're all individuals with unique qualities and unique abilities and potential. And when a government's education system is designed, it's impossible to cater it for every child, unfortunately. And that's why sometimes some of us are lost in it. Mm. And, you know, rather than actually blaming the government or, you know, blaming the system, my advice is just take control. Take control. Know who you are. There are so many ways of getting to know who you are. When you know what you're capable of, who you are, and, you know, there is no stopping you. You can really free yourself.
It might not be on paper.
It might not be on paper. It might not be on paper. It might not be on paper. There are so many successful people who've actually not completed their formal education in the world.
Is that the sort of message that you go into the schools and say, take control to the...
Well, what I would say is take control. You know, probability of us being born as a human being is 1 in 400 trillion, and I don't even know how to write that number. It's such a big number.
Yeah.
You know, what's the probability of somebody passing a test? It's a lot lower than that. And I think that's why it's important to look after yourself, focus on yourself, pay attention to yourself, and everything else comes together. Mm. And then that's talking from my own experience.
That's great.
I focused on myself and everything else is actually coming together, because you have more energy and you have more focus.
It's having that permission, isn't it, to be able to focus on yourself.
Give that permission to yourself, because we are conditioned right from the beginning to believe different things. Mm. So it's very important to give that permission to yourself, of course, within the ethical boundaries and the laws.
Yeah. Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, so you love coaching. Obviously, I can see, and talking to you, the passion is there, and you care so deeply. But you've had a quick turnaround, which is brilliant. Obviously, you're now an accredited life coach, EFT and Matrix Reimprinting Practitioner, accredited DISC facilitator, MABA, CELTA, EYT, DIP in teaching. So that's a lot of
credentials.
Yes, that is it. So you know, anybody out there listening who thinks that, you know, you would help them, I would advise them to get in touch with you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yes, I just love it. You know, it's like I said at the beginning, you know, when you found your purpose and when you found that meaningful life, you know, nothing can stop you, really.
No. And I love the areas that you're helping in.
Yeah.
I think they're such worthwhile. When you spoke about domestic abuse, one in four women and one in six men in their lifetime.
Absolutely.
I just think, yes. And anybody out there needing your help,
yeah,
I think they'd be in a really good place. So, unfortunately, we've come to the end of our chat with you, Wissanka. So it just remains me to ask if you have any particular advice you might like to share with our listeners, particularly someone who's suffered through mental illness and needs to change their life.
Okay. You might not feel like it, but like I said, it's a gift, and your past doesn't define who you are. And if you take action right now, your future can actually be different, a lot better than what you might be experiencing right now.
So take control. That's wonderful advice. Thank you so much. And if anyone would like to get in touch with you, have you got your contact details? Website?
Yeah, so my website is www.coachingwithnisanka.com. So Nisanka spelled as NISANKA.com. So it's coachingwithnisanka.com. And my telephone number is 075-123-12984. And my email is nisanka@coachingwithnisanka.com.
Brilliant, Nisanka. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. Love to have you on again in the future.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.